If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock on WROL. And then you can hear us on your favorite podcast platform. So let other people know. So anyway, we're talking about this week. This is the first week of Advent Year B. And of course, I mentioned this last week, our focus on Sundays will be the Gospel of Mark, and a reminder that Mark Hart, who I interviewed last year, every year he puts out a book called One Sunday at a Time. It comes to us from Ave Maria Press, which is published out of Notre Dame University. So anyway, One Sunday at a Time, you can check that out at avemariapress.com. Ave Maria Press.com. You can also find it, I'm sure, on Amazon and your favorite bookstore. Check it out. Mark Hart, One Sunday at a Time, Year B. So anyway, we're going to be focused. And by the way, that was not a paid endorsement. So we're focused on things going on in regards to Year B. But one of the things we want to look at is this is the first Sunday, or the first week, rather, of Advent. Advent means looking forward towards the coming, looking forward towards the coming in a sense. It means towards the coming. And we're looking forward to the second coming of Jesus as we remember the first. So this is a time, it's kind of like a mini Lent. You can say that. And by that I mean, it is. It's kind of like a mini Lent. It's not Lent. Lent's not going to be into the spring, but it's a time of preparation. And just as Lent is the time to prepare ourselves for Easter, this is the time to prepare ourselves really for the liturgical year by focusing on Christmas. The greater holy day of the two, by the way, is Easter. But as we know, Christmas is also important because we recognize that Jesus is coming. So this would be a good time to look at where you were last year and then look at where you want to be next year at this time and what kind of attitudes and what kind of changes you want to make. And that doesn't necessarily mean only within the spiritual world. Now, the reason why I say that is oftentimes when people think of something within spiritual world or something within our Catholic life, they always think of doing something to do with prayer or to do with, maybe better spiritual reading or things along those lines. And that's fine, but don't consider that exclusive. In other words, you might look at other things that you may want to do and to experience as a way of growing in your faith that has nothing to do with spiritual reading or anything else. Well, first of all, let me say, if you're not going to church, go to church. That's very important. By the way, on Tuesday nights, which this is, we have a meeting at 6:30 p.m. at St. Anthony Parish. If you're in the Boston area, you're welcome to come, where we discuss different topics in relation to what the homily will be all about on Sunday. So consider that. So definitely consider coming by the parish, 6:30 p.m. We're in the rectory. So that's the brick building right next to the church. Sorry, sometimes I have to say that because we've had that with deliveries. People coming by, well, where's the rectory? That's the big brick building next to the church. That's where we are. But, 6:30, come on by, ring the bell, say, hey, I want to be part of this, and come on in. He said, well, maybe I'm not Catholic. I don't know. Well, no, come on in, and we'll see how that goes. So anyway, 6:30 p.m. Tonight at St. Anthony Parish and every Tuesday night. So anyway, as we look at this, and we understand things that you can do. Well, again, there is spiritual reading, but there's also other kinds of reading. And you can expand your reading. You know, I was in Nubian Square the other day, and if you're not familiar where Nubian Square is, it used to be called Dudley Square. And there was this wonderful bookstore called, I think it's called Frugal Books, right there in Nubian Square. And I walked in and found some great books, and I ended up reading something on prisons by Angela Davis. Yes, the Angela Davis. And she talks about prison reform. Well, there's a reason why. That really is going to get you out of your comfort zone if you read something like that. And that's one of the things you can do in Advent. Look at something different. Look at something beyond and check that out. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, ST, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. Hey, I got a suggestion for you. If you ever want to come to attend a Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, then you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass every Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home, well, you'd like to give St. Anthony's a little test drive, so to speak, you have a stand invitation to that Mass. And you know, there's a misconception about Catholic churches only wanting your money. You'll hear people say that. But I'm demonstrating to you the exact opposite. When the collection basket comes around, all you have to do is write the word radio on a piece of paper that you may find before you come to church and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, just so you know. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to attend a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back, and we're talking about that experience we have in Advent to take it as an opportunity to look at bigger resources of what to do, of to grow in your faith. So what that means is, I said, don't just focus on maybe spiritual reading, which is important, but also do other forms of reading. I mentioned a book that I found at the Frugal Bookstore in Nubian Square, and, you know, and there's a point there because that's an independent bookstore. Maybe go check out other independent bookstores. There's a great one in Burlington that's a used bookstore. I think it's on Route 62. I think it's called the Superstore, the Super Bookstore. Anyway, it's a great bookstore over on Route 62 in Burlington. Definitely check that out. And you know, go beyond your comfort zone. And maybe look at something else you may have been wanting to do for a while. Maybe you want to start a hobby. And bring all this within your spiritual life. In other words, bring it into prayer. And use that as a way to grow during that time. So one of the reasons why I say don't just read spiritual books, because I've known of people who that's all they read. They wouldn't read anything that wasn't spiritual, and that leads people to be a bit naive. It really does, because we really have to understand the way the real world works in order to bring Christ to the world. And that doesn't mean that you read any, we'll say, earthy books, but it does mean that you want to experience something beyond just the nice realities of life, because sometimes life can have some harsh realities. So get out of your comfort zone. Maybe read a good mystery story that has nothing to do with religion whatsoever, but it's fascinating. I read the book, The Shining. Never liked the movie. I read the book, The Shining, and last last January, and it really had a great focus on an understanding of good and evil, even though I don't know if Stephen King, who wrote it, is a religious man at all. But you see what I'm saying? So get out of that comfort zone and don't use Advent as a time just for shopping, and don't use it just for focusing on only religious things, but do a combination of all of that. So maybe you want to get an Advent calendar and make sure that we used to do this in my family, and make sure you have a little prayer service before supper every night. And then at supper, you can talk about different things that went on during the day. And if you're looking at new things to experience, you can share that within that and then bring that within your understanding of your Catholic life. Or if you're not Catholic, your Christian life. You see what I'm saying? Step out of your comfort zone during Advent. That's one of the reasons for Advent. And experiencing things that maybe you said, gee, I've always liked to try that. Or gee, I'd always like to go there. Or gee, I'd always like to do X, Y, and Z. Now is your opportunity to do that and bring that within your prayer life as well. So Advent's got some interesting things. We're going to talk more during the week about all the things that Advent can bring to you. And check that out and experience that and let all of that become part of your Advent experience as you prepare for the second coming of the Lord, as you look forward to the first coming of the Lord. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. Remember, we're here every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL, and we're also on your favorite podcast platform right after that. We'll see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.